Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. We've been singing this all during our Lenten season, and it has both spiritual and a physical component. The last church I served, there was a man named Bill, and Bill had congestive heart failure. And he'd go into the hospital and doctors, and it drained fluid off and feel a little better. But over the years, he got weaker and weaker, and he wanted to get a new heart, but didn't look good. He was an older gentleman, and it looked like he was getting closer to going home to the church triumphant. But wonder of wonders, he was okayed for a heart transplant. And he was excited. He had new hope. And in a short period of time, there was a donor. And the surgery went remarkably well. And he was on the road to recovery. He and his wife said, you know, if people don't believe in miracles, talk to us. The modern medical science, what they're discovering about God's creation, about healing, is amazing, the way God set things up, and we're learning more and more how to use it in ways to help heal people. And that's wonderful. In fact, after Bill was stronger, he'd go into the hospital for people who just went through heart transplants and give them courage, encourage them, talk to them. Because a lot of times after that, you get very depressed. And he'd give them courage and talk and walk with them. This is wonderful. I mean, it's amazing what medical science can do. But I want to tell you, folks, that's nothing. Nothing to compare to what God can do, has done, and will do. We look at our readings today, especially our Psalm 126, and we hear that the Lord has done great things for us, and we are to be glad indeed. And in Isaiah, we hear that I am about, God saying, to do a new thing. Look, it springs forward. Look, perceive it. These are amazing acts of God. God's strength. God, you see, is not just an ideal that you think about on Sunday or read about in a book. God is alive. God is action. God speaks and things are created. God promises and fulfills his promises. And we see that. The Israelites knew that. I mean, there was the sun god, Pharaoh, who was the most powerful force in the old country of Egypt. He controlled everything. He was a god. And there was little old Moses and Yahweh, the desert god. And God beat Pharaoh. In fact, our first lesson that David read, it said, who brings the chariots and horse, army and warriors? They lie down, they cannot rise, they are extinguished, quenched like a wick. This powerful army that the world was in awe about, with the chariots and with waters came over them, boom, God won. Israel remembered that God not only made them his people, he took them in front of Mount Sinai with a thunder and lightning and clouds and wind. And God said, you are my people. This is how I want you to live. Here's 10 words. Honor me. Honor my name. Know that I am the God. Don't mistake my creation for me. I am the true God. Honor my name. Take time like you are for Sabbath, to take time from a busy, hectic life with all these things coming at you and breathe and rest and know that God's in control. You can hand it over to him, at least for one day. He'll take over. You know that, honor your parents. You know, don't kill people. Don't be unfaithful in your relationships. Don't commit adultery. Don't talk about people. I mean, see everything in the best possible light about them. Don't covet what your neighbor has. Help your neighbor improve their property. As you love them, then they love you. So this is wonderful. And then, after the children of Israel had been captured and nations of Judea seemed destroyed by the Babylonians, it'd be like our capital wiped out, we were taken as refugees to a different country and kept there. After many, many years of this, God said, wait a minute, I'm going to do a new thing, Isaiah tells us. I'm about to do a new thing. And how it springs forth, you do not perceive it. I will make a way in the wilderness and the rivers in the desert. The wild animals will honor me. Jackals and ostriches will dance in the wilderness. It'll be a time of joy. Don't underestimate the God you worship today, the God you pray to, the God you sing hymns to. God is alive. God is powerful. And God loves you. Loves you more than you'll ever know. To turn back to God. To trust God. In all the situations of your life, God is there. Look at St. Paul. St. Paul. This guy was zealous for God. He was a Pharisee of Pharisees. He kept the Torah. He was circumcised on the eighth day. He was a Jew of Jews. He was taught by Gamaliel, who was the best rabbi teacher in the first century. He was brilliant. He even persecuted the church because he thought it was heretics. And then he met the living Christ. He met the living Christ that changed his life. He met a love that would not let him go. He met a life that he didn't know it was possible to live this kind of life. Oh yeah, he suffered. But he stretched forward. He said all these degrees he had, all this notoriety he had, all this goodness according to law he had was rubbish. Well, actually, that's a nice interpretation. The word in Greek is skabala. Is there any children here? It means bullshit. He said, all that previous stuff was baloney. To what I see in Jesus Christ, that's nothing. To what I see in Jesus Christ. And he lived his life in a new way. And that spirit that touched St. Paul is also with you. In your life. In your soul. In your heart. That same God is working in our world. Oh, yeah, it might be hard to see. When you're 4-0-K, without the stock market. But God's still working. Our refuge and strength is our God. And so this week, remember that. Remember God is with us. The Holy Spirit's with us to empower us. The new thing God is about to do in your life, look for it. Because it's happening. And when life comes at you, and it does, and it will continue to, allow it. Allow the experience. Don't try to escape it. Don't try to deny it. Don't try to run away from it. Accept it. And in that experience, respect and obedience of God. Respect means respect, spectacle, again. Look again. Look again at that person. Look again at the situation through Christ. Obey the word. Ab adare in Latin. Ab adare. Listen through the experience to see the living Christ working, because he is. He is for those who have eyes to see and ears to hear and hearts to know. Know how Christ is working. Pray. Discuss. And then when you get the insight of the Holy Spirit in your life, share it with others. Share your God sightings. Share your God insights. Share, because that encourages other people to see Jesus is working in your life. That Jesus is not just a bunch of words in Scripture. The Word is alive, the viva vox, and the Scripture is the manger to hold the Christ. The Christ is alive in your hearts, in our lives, in our world. Christ has died, Christ has risen, Christ will come again. He's going to do a new thing, a new heaven, a new earth. We should be joyful people in the midst of our crosses that we have. So, know the experience, but know Jesus lives. Take it in. Look, respect and obedience. Look at what's happening. Where's God in all this? Where's Jesus in all this? And then share it with other people. And when you do that, things happen. You might be walking outside and somebody drives past and they stop and they start talking to you and they say, you know, my husband's not doing too well. He could really appreciate a visit. And you're saying, I'm too busy. But you think, but God puts it on your heart and you can't forget. So you call back, you make the appointment and you visit. And God's working. And somebody that felt lonely and people abandoned him has a smile on his face. That thing you're holding, that person that really hurt you, that person that disrespected you, that person that you not only hate, you love that person. And it's a burden on you, but you know, like Frederick Buechner said, when you hate, you don't forgive. It's a sumptuous feast, but you're just eating yourself. Forgive in Christ's name. You might not forget, and it may take you a long time to get over the ouch, but you're on the road to healing. And who knows what could happen in that relationship. Oh yeah, you don't like what's going on in the world? Complain, complain, complain. Or you could come to an ice cream social and help out the Lutherans that are doing good things, that are there first in disasters and last to leave, and every penny you give will go to the thing. It's not overhead, and no, it's not fraud, as some liars will say. We are people that are honest and true with our money, the Lutherans. Or, as John Lewis once said, maybe you've got to make a little good trouble. Maybe you've got to do a little protest or whatever. Peaceful, nonviolent, but make your voice known. With a God-inspired heart, you have a new heart to live heartily. Full of life, full of hope and confidence in Christ. Oh, you might like St. Paul. You might take some knocks. You might get people throwing stones at you, people lying about you. But what does Jesus say? Rejoice and be glad, for great is your reward in heaven. Yeah. Nothing is more amazing than our God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power. And our God is an awesome God. Don't forget that. Don't forget that. That God is with us. So we pray. We pray for a God that has worked in the past. The Bible shows us great witness to that, a great story. He works in our lives right now. Don't forget that. Look for God. Expect God. And he will work in the future. And his kingdom is coming. And there will be a time when all people are fed. No more war. No more hate. No more disease. No more death. But life and joy. And the only tears you'll have are tears of joy. Work for that life right now because it's real. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. He is doing it, he has done it, and he will do it. How? Well, a week from now, we have a whole week to see how he does it. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.